But I'm not talking about these great questions that belong to politics. They're not outside, that are outside of the scriptures and the church of God, the doctrine of God our Savior. But we have this, my brethren, that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And as long as we contend earnestly for that faith, as long as we contend earnestly for the doctrine of God our Savior, then we are contending for the things that God has delivered. And just let us turn just one little bit away from it and say, yes, that's true, but there's a little something you've got to do. And then you have turned away from the doctrine of God our Savior. But preach a whole salvation by the grace of God alone unto everyone that God loved and chose in his Son before the world began, and has so ordained that it has not left it up to men to decide whether they believe or not, but he himself sends forth his Holy Spirit into the heart of every one of them, showing them, teaching them, bringing to their attention the things that Jesus taught. Yes, you remember that Jesus said just before he went away, just before he ascended into heaven, he said, I go away, but I'll send the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, and he shall take the things of mine and show them to you. He shall call all things to you, bring all things to your remembrance. Now that's what he does. It's in the hands of God, my brethren, both the choosing before the world began of all the saints of God, the whole church of God, is in God's hands, and the salvation or the redemption of every one of them is in God's hands, because he sent his own Son here in order to die, to redeem them from all their sins. Now that was in God's hand. And the revelation of the fact that they were chosen in God before, in Christ before the foundation of the world, that is revealed by the Holy Spirit. God has not left these things up to the ministry of the Word, not left it up to men, but He sends forth his Spirit in the heart, and he teaches them, and then he sends his servants, like he said unto Peter, Peter, lovest thou me? Lord, thou knowest I love thee. Feed my sheep and feed my lambs. That's the purpose that God has in the ministry. And so, my brethren, if I come before you preaching and telling you something you already know, then you are being fed of the Word of our God. But if I come before you telling you something that the Lord, the Spirit of our God, hasn't taught you, you might well turn your back upon me and say, I don't believe a word of it. I'm speaking plain to my brethren, but it's time for plain speech, because we see these things, not only in the things of the natural world that have gone haywire, they've gone just contrary to everything that is according to godliness, but we see even the Word of our God being dragged in the dust to the ground by those who pretend to be preaching the gospel as it is in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's time, my brethren, to cry aloud and spare not. And yet how feeble is my voice, and how feeble are the voices in these days of those who contend that God is sovereign, that he works his will in the armies of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand. How many people will stop and listen, or believe, or understand the truth of these wonderful and glorious things? Now, I've been scattered along here, a little bit lengthy. But my brethren, I commend you to the grace of our God, to the Word of our God. I commend you to that, and not to the things which seem right to men. May God be with you.
Yeah.
is, my brethren, for me to be silent and to listen as you mingle your voices in praise to our God. Beautiful. Now may we look to him and be dismissed. Gracious Father, remember us in mercy. Go with us where we go. Choose our changes for us and give us grace for today, which shall be sufficient for our needs. In thy name have all the praise, the honor, and the glory, now and evermore. Amen.